Dave Lee here as we continue to cover the pandemic and all sorts of things, including what's going to happen in the courts. Federal judge, our buddy Jack Thunheim, will join us in 8 o'clock hour to give us an idea of what's happening there. Right now we go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, and that would be featuring Senator Amy Klobuchar this morning. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Dave. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for getting all that information out. I saw you had Dr. Osterholm on today. That's a good thing. People need to know how serious this is.
Well, he's a great resource here in Minnesota, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He truly is.
I want to ask you, obviously, and I'm sure you've answered this a lot, I'm guessing around family and friends, but how is John, your husband, doing?
You know, he is doing better. He got out of the hospital. He had really serious pneumonia and very low oxygen, and he was coughing up blood. So he was there for 4 or 5 days and had a temperature for 10 days, about a week before that, over 100. And then he got better, kind of turned the corner one day, and now he's in the apartment, and they still haven't given the clear for him to not be contagious. We hope it'll be in a day or two. And so he's there. We've waved to him from, you know, the sidewalk. My daughter and I have, and now we're basically staying in Tina Smith, Senator Smith's apartment, where I've now eaten her last frozen burrito, her last grapefruit soda. I become something of a squatter, something I thought I would never do, but such is life. Anyway, she's been very kind. So I'm so that's what we're hoping for. And I think one of the things that our story shows that is so many families are experiencing right now, whether it is someone who's not sick but being protected in assisted living or a loved one in the hospital, you can't visit, you can't hold their hand. You have to talk to them on a, you know, by FaceTime or Skype or call them. And you can't even hug the nurses and doctors that are taking care of them and thank them. It is a hard and lonely disease. And I know Minnesotans are a hardy bunch and will adapt to this, but it's really, really a hard part of it. And then the other thing I think we've learned from his story is to follow these rules. The minute he felt he had a cold, he went and stayed in that apartment all by himself. And as hard as it was, no one else got sick around him, including me and our staff and so many other people. So, you know, those are the two lessons that I convey from him. And I think the third thing is just that we're starting to see this crop up in rural areas of our state, like Martin County. You know, small county, 23 residents now have it. And I think people just have to be careful. That's why I was talking to Duluth and Rochester this week and today St. Cloud and Mankato, because we know how serious this is in the metro. But we have to also remember that people might be caught off guard in other areas of our state and not follow the rules, and they've got to follow the rules.
Having said that, Senator, I know you had a conference call with Duluth's mayor, too, and some of their business and hospital leaders.
Sure. And up there, they still have, you know, a relatively small number of cases. But one of the problems is that they don't have as many ventilators as we have in the Twin Cities and things like that. So if they had a sudden rush, especially in even more rural counties, it would be a problem. And they were concerned the same thing as we heard from Rochester about testing and getting the equipment to the hardworking healthcare workers who are putting their lives on the line every day on the front line. Small businesses, I've done a lot of work on that and actually have some news there. Yesterday, the guidance came out. So Minnesota small businesses can go to treasury.gov/cares to start looking, treasury.gov/cares to start looking at those, the good program that's been set up, the loans and the like, to start helping so they can be ready to open up again when we finally find a vaccine and get our testing underway, which is my last thing I'll say, just personal obsession. It's just, they messed this up. They didn't have the test ready, and now we're catching up. And Mayo has a major role, as well as the U of M, Fairview, to play here, because if we can get this test rolled out that shows not just do you have it, but have you had it before, and do you have immunities, imagine that. People can give blood to help other people. People know that they're presumably, if the doctors say they are, safe to go out more than some other people can. And it's just going to be a game changer for the economy if we can finally get that going. Not right away, but months from now when people can go back to work.
You know, it is interesting. You mentioned the blood drive. I know my wife called yesterday because there's going to be one near us, and it was full. I mean, people really are responding. She
they
couldn't
are.
Get in because it was so full.
No, it's incredible stories of people helping out from, you know, the alcohol, the distillers that have changed their production into hand sanitizers, and all of the people that are helping each other, the doctors at Mayo that did the two doctors that did this beautiful rendition of Imagine on the piano.
Yeah.
It's just everywhere in the state, the extraordinary acts of ordinary people checking in on a elderly neighbor by calling to see if they're okay every day. Those are the things that probably don't make the news and don't go viral. But we know that it is happening all the time. And I think that's what we have to remember, as hard as this is personally on everyone, to just take a moment to be grateful for those on the front line and take a moment to help someone out in the limited ways you can, but it's still going to make a difference.
Senator, there has been some rumor on Capitol Hill, and I don't know a lot about it, except that there's talk of perhaps another stimulus bill. Can you give us any information on that?
Sure, that would be the fourth bill, and that's what we're already starting to work on. I mean, everyone knows this is such a pandemic with such enormous consequences for not just our health but our economy, that we're going to have to keep adjusting and making changes from past bills. I don't think anyone imagined even 2 weeks ago that the economy would be shut down the way it is. And as new science comes out, the hopes of a vaccine, then you change. And some of the areas where I heard across our state, including in the Twin Cities, again, protective equipment, doing everything we can to push that out because there was such a delay on that. The testing, maybe new things will happen with testing, so the government would get more involved in that to get that out there. The third would be things like broadband, when we've got so many kids now that are going to be learning from home. What's the easiest way to quickly make sure that if they don't have broadband in certain areas of the state, that they can access that? Our cities and our local governments, it's been very hard on them. Hospitals, which I don't think anyone would guess, but think about it. All their elective surgeries, right, those knee replacements and things like that, are on hold for a very long period of time right now. And that's how they keep going. And if they don't have that, then they start having to lose employees. And we've already seen that at some of our hospitals in Minnesota. And so they may need more help. And so we just go domestic violence, something that, because people are cooped up together, that we're also going to have to get involved in.
Yeah, that is amazing. That's unfortunate to see that, but I know you've chatted about that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
the last
thing
I'm leading on is voting from home, voting by mail, making sure we have the resources for November so we can make that not just the exception, but much more of the norm for still having polls open, but making it easier for people to do that all over the country.
Now, you need to have access, obviously, as a United States senator. So what is your day? Do you go into the Senate building, or exactly how does it work for you right now?
I have a few times. So I've gone in there. I have a little computer or a laptop set up there. So I do some calls there and interviews and the like. I'm mostly in this apartment, and then go for a walk, you know, which is allowed. So I do that, and then I'm on calls all day. Is really, we have calls with workers, with businesses, and that's what my day is really set up like a normal day. I just don't see people. But I have been able to go over to my office in the Capitol. I want to come back from Minnesota, and I hope I can soon. I'm just waiting for John to get a little better because he still has, when he breathes, it kind of catches his breath. So he's trying to teach his classes remotely, but people are helping him out. So,
well, we wish him the best. I appreciate the update. I'm going to ask you this. I know you're going to admonish me. It's far less important right now at this point what we're going through, but it is important for the country down the road. If you were asked to be a vice presidential candidate, would you say yes?
Oh, Dave, I'm not doing those hypotheticals right now because of everything that's going on. But I think you know that I'm a major supporter of Vice President Biden. I loved our campaign from the beginning in the blizzard to the end when I endorsed him in that big Dallas rally, and wish I could be out there helping him out right now. I think we need his kind of decency and dignity in the White House, and we need to have an administration in place that's thinking ahead for disasters like this. But mostly, I'm going to help out any way we can and really focus on the work that I need to do in Minnesota right now. I don't think anyone who's elected or who's on the front line in some way serving the public, that's got to be our focus every single hour of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Senator, I sure appreciate your time here. Our best to John and continued healing and recovery, and take care of yourself as well.
Yeah, he's getting to be a crabby patient, so, you know, I'm hoping that. And he's tired of
waiting. That's a good sign.
People have brought him lasagna, though. That's good. But anyway, okay, I'll see you soon.
I'm glad he's crabby. That must mean he's getting a little better then.
That's a good sign. That's a very good sign, yes. Okay. See you.
Thank you, Senator. Okay, Senator Amy Klobuchar here on WCCO News as it happens.